Hey, sleepers, how's it going? This is Adam. let me start over. Let me start over.
No, just you're gonna start. No, leave it.
Hey.
This is how happy we're gonna start our show.
Hey sleepers, how's it going? This is Adam here. This is a special show, and I've got a bunch of guests with me on the show. I've got Julian, I've got Lucas, I've got Dirty Jobs Mike, and I got producer Steve here with me for this huge mock that we're doing. How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going.
It's going pretty terrible.
Good evening.
It's going pretty bad, actually. We're good.
All right, so you'll notice that we got two notable exemptions from our crew here today. We don't have Nick Summerall and Professor Chris. And the reason why we don't have them on here today is because they are actually debuting our new show on Dash Radio. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard Dash Radio, run by DJ Ski with investors like Adrian Peterson and Snoop Dogg. They got a bunch of stars on there. I was listening today, and that's they had a guy from Run DMC on there talking about rap. So join them on Friday, every Friday throughout the season from 4 to 6 on Dash Talk Radio. They're going to be on Fridays 4 to 6 and Saturdays 11 to 1. So join the millions of listeners and listen to Nick Summerall, Professor Chris, and Mickey all on Dash Radio. All right, we're going to start the draft now.
The NFL draft is officially open.
Was that our intro? Oh, it's begun.
It.
It's begun.
That's it. All right, so
we have the fifth pick.
We're second, right?
Oh.
We're taking Bell.
God, we have three of us are on here?
Yeah.
Holy.
Where is Hoos? Hoos isn't even talking. He's probably doing his own show. But
okay. So the listeners are here. All right, so we got three of the Sleeper Wire crew on this mock right now. One of us has a second pick. We just picked up Le'Veon. I have the fifth pick, and Hoos has the eighth pick? Fifth pick just went. Antonio just went. All right, so we got Julio Jones, McCoy. I really like McCoy this year, but I also like Jones. So
who's in this draft with us? Dirty Jobs Mike, you're right here with us. Lucas, you're right here with us. So we got the first 12 picks, and those people who are picking, we got Joe Furlong, and I think he's a show, maybe? We got Sleeper Wire. We got Breaking from the Grind right after us. We got the 515 right after them. We've got the Hateful Eight after them. We've got somebody brand new, Johnny Slokes from Dynasty something, and I'm going to have to look that up. We got the Hateful Eight. We got Kyle from the Fantasy Football Fellas, and we got Neil from the Clock Dodgers, who is taking up the entire 2 minutes to make his pick. So we got a bunch of podcasts and shows and different people in here right now with us drafting.
It's pretty fun. I did not think there was going to be three of us from the show that are on it, though.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But
so let's talk about some of these picks real quick.
Yeah,
Melvin Gordon as pick 12. What do we think there? Do we like that pick? I personally have people ahead of Melvin Gordon that I think are going.
You mean ahead of ahead? Like, where would you have him? Where would you take him?
Melvin Gordon for me. There's three other guys I would rather have than Melvin Gordon.
Wow.
The first guy after that is DeMarco Murray. I think DeMarco Murray will do a decent amount better than Melvin Gordon this year. I think the Titans are going to come out stronger. They have a really good O-line, and Melvin Gordon to me doesn't look like an elite talent.
Mm. I do see him as a high-valued running back. However, like you said, the Titans are also – DeMarco Murray is also a great pick. But I think they were like 46% of their plays were running plays, I think.
That's a real good chance. I know that the Bills had a huge run game.
Right.
Because Gillislee had over 100 rushes for 8 touchdowns and like 600 yards that he took away from McCoy.
And that's insane. And McCoy was still top 5.
Yeah.
I think top 5 guy.
Only 234 rush attempts, something like 5.4 yards per carry. That's I'm calling for McCoy to have a big year.
I like DeMarco Murray, honestly. McCoy, too. I really do like McCoy. I almost picked him in the fifth for the fifth pick, but it's a tough call there.
Okay, so who do we have on here?
I like Jordan Howard. I don't know how much better he'll do. I feel he might be going maybe a little too early, but...
Well, for me here, it's between Howard and Jay Ajayi.
I don't like Ajayi that much. He just had a couple of good games last year.
I think Fournette is way too early here. I think really? Fournette is being... Yeah, I think... Personally, I think... This is your call. You know, I'll chime in on the sleeper wire pick. But if it were me, Fournette is more of like an end of the third round, beginning of fourth round. So I don't think he's going to get as many touches as people think he's going to get. And he's not going to come out. He's not going to come out and be Zeke. Because you got to remember, this is around where Gurley was going his rookie year.
Well, how do you like? Is,
go ahead.
How do you like Ajayi this year?
I think that Cutler benefits Ajayi more so than Tannehill was.
Right.
So I think Jay Ajayi is going to be the next best running there back here. And since you have Julio, pretty solid combo.
Yeah, so I just went with Ajayi. Then after that, it was Gronk. I do feel good about Gronk, too. Is this a 16? I actually didn't even check how many. Oh, this is 12.
This is 12.
This is 12, okay.
See, this Gronk is going to be almost just like the Pro-Am.
See, Gronk in the second round, that is too early. All right,
Lucas,
early.
We are up.
Yeah, I think it's a bit...
Who was just saying? We want to go running back, right? Running back is the way to go, isn't it?
Well, let's see.
It's a good strategy, but I think running backs is very deep this year.
Really? Because I think running backs is skinny. I think running backs is tough to draft.
I think it's going to be hard to predict what's going on with running backs. Now, here... The next running back that I personally have in line would be Lynch or Crowell.
Yeah, I like Crowell.
So I love Crowell. I think he had over 5 yards per carry last season. I have a feeling that he's going to get a lot more than that. They're going to be a better team than what they were.
There he is. So you think Crowell?
There's a couple good wide receivers I like here as well. Just to name them off. Ones that I still like are Demaryius Thomas, who I think is really underrated, and I actually like Keenan Allen a lot.
So not Terrell Pryor. You take Demaryius Thomas over Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor's I like in the fourth round, but not in the second.
All right. I'd rather go running back here because I think the running back class is low. So
Let's go Crowell then.
All right. I'm good with Crowell. I'll
tell you how the second round went. It went Michael Thomas, Dez Bryant, DeMarco Murray, Amari Cooper, T.Y. Hilton. Then you got the backs, Jordan Howard, Gurley, Ajayi. Then it went Gronk. Later in the second, Doug Martin, Isaiah Crowell, Hopkins. So we're in the third round now.
DT, though, as our wide receiver one, I just don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I mean, look at his numbers. He's been quietly good. Last year, they had issues with quarterback. They have produced 2 1,000-yard receivers for, like, the last 5 years straight on that team.
All right, so I think Terrell Pryor is going to have a better year than DT, and I'm a Bronco fan.
I would put money on that.
Ugh, really?
I would put money on that.
Demaryius Thomas looking popping tonight. He was looking really good.
I haven't watched him tonight, but it's preseason. But I, as the Broncos fan in me, definitely wants to believe you. So. Dirty Jobs, this is your call.
I go to Demaryius Thomas right here because not him that popped tonight. He didn't even play, I don't think. It was Simeon that really impressed me. He kind of looks like he's starting to get it. He's starting to understand what's happening back there, and I'm a little bit optimistic as a Broncos fan. I'm very critical of my Broncos.
Simeon looked good tonight, you said?
Yeah, I thought he looked really good.
Good. I haven't seen much of it, so that's good to know.
All right,
I think this is strong. I'm happy.
DT over Brandon Cooks for sure, and over Terrell Pryor for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Done. Keenan Allen is the other one that I would have taken, but he went right before us. And I actually like both Keenan Allen and Demaryius Thomas better than I do DeAndre Hopkins, just for the record.
So we got, it's my turn in the third round. Best available shows Fournette, Cooks, Pryor, Montgomery, McCaffrey, Watkins. I don't know. I don't know why I'm like hesitant to choose Cooks here. Just because they have too many receivers, there's too many weapons.
Well, you know that they're going to pass the ball around, and he's in a brand new offense. So going from Breeze to Brady isn't going to be a significant difference.
No.
But it's more just the unknown. We know his talent. We know Brady's talent. What we just don't, what we can never count on, is what Belichick is going to do. So for you here, as a wide receiver one, I would be a little bit nervous about Cooks, but you already have Julio. So right
yeah,
now
I already
you're
have
going to a high upside a wide receiver two, who could be, you know, he could
right.
he has the potential of finishing in the top six if he's Tom Brady's top.
Yeah,
target.
I'm gonna go Cooks just because I think I can still get a good running back later on.
Right now, it's kind of a tier drop off with what's left for running back, because at this point now we're looking at like Ty Montgomery, Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon. Yeah. Now, although I love Joe Mixon's talent, Christian McCaffrey, I think, will be pretty good. Everyone thinks Stewart's just going to disappear. I don't think that's true.
No.
And I know they're talking about Cam running less, but we'll see what actually happens.
Honestly, Stewart, I think Stewart is going to be the, you know, at least the first two down.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched him in the preseason, McCaffrey, yesterday.
I did. I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do that well behind, you know, behind Cam like that. I think in space, I think that's where he can excel.
Yeah.
I don't think he can excel between the lines like that.
Right, he looked so small last night. I was just he just looked tiny compared to everybody else, and I'm like, man, when somebody like Von Miller hits that guy,
he's done.
He's gonna fall into several pieces. Out there. Like and Jay Stu looked awesome, man. He looked crisp. He looked like he was running with some purpose. Like,
yeah.
I actually kind of changed my mind on him last night. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of. And did you know they were the 10th best rushing team last year? I wasn't aware of that until last night. For the whole season, I mean, like last year, they just looked so miserable. And to find out that they were the 10th best rushing team, I mean, like I said, Jay Stu moved up a bunch for me. And Christian McCaffrey actually kind of moved off my radar because I just don't see him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the heart of a lion, but
he's going to go third round almost every draft, and that's going to be too rich for me. So I don't know that I'm really going to have shares of McCaffrey. You know, there's a lot of these rookie running backs, and honestly, the most talented one to me is Joe Mixon.
Yeah,
I think he is the best running back coming out of this class. But I'm worried because they have, even though Hill's not that great, they do have Bernard. I mean, it's a three-headed monster there.
Yeah, I think McCaffrey's going to be more of a maybe Darren Sproles, Woodhead type of guy. And that's a great flex play, but it might be too early to grab him in like the third round. All right, so that being said, the fourth round has just begun.
So I just want to touch on a few picks here. After Ty Montgomery, see, there's just such a fall off. I feel like it gets a little confusing after that point because Sammy Watkins, man, I'm not going to have any shares of him in the second or third round. I can guarantee you. He is going to be injured again. The guy is—he is just a walking injury magnet.
He's fragile.
Travis Kelce, what is going on? I read something.
His knee—he's missed the last four practices.
Okay, so see, that doesn't give me a warm and fuzzy, right? Because they don't throw the ball that much in Kansas City, and if he's injured on top of that, I mean, for third round, right there. See, I like that. I don't know. I like that guy's draft, but Amari Cooper, you know, I think that was early, too early for him, and then he pulled Kelce early. So I think this guy's going to be hurting. Terrell Pryor, okay, so I think that's about right. Davante Adams, it's so tough for me because Aaron Rodgers makes people look good, and Davante Adams is just not that good.
Talk about zero RB. From the fellas.
The fellas. But the fellas have been steady rocking it every week. They are no joke. They are a good analytic team, man. Look at their team. I mean, Mike Evans, Dez Bryant, Davante Adams, Michael Crabtree, bam, 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 bam.
I'm not sure if that's really sustainable though.
But you're not gonna beat that wide receiver core on a PPR. You're not gonna beat it. Are
is
you?
Is this PPR?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm really curious though. I'm curious.
Right. I mean, that's fine. That's not a bad team. I've seen that before. The problem is with these teams that draft wide receivers the first four rounds. By the time the fifth round hits, there are no running back ones. It's all running back by
committee. No, what they are going to do is I can almost call is they're just going to be looking to pick up players that they think are going. You know, they're going to be looking for your Theo Riddicks.
Yeah,
they're going to be looking for your Danny Woodheads. They're going to be looking to try to, you know, they'll probably pull like a Kareem Hunt early. They're going to try to make some picks on some players that they think are going to go off that other people are going to be overlooking on the depth charts right now.
Right, like a Jamal Williams, right? Somebody like that. They're going to pick up first, Jaquizz Rodgers.
You know, but they're going to have to hit those right because they are playing in dangerous territory right now.
Yeah, I think running back is the smart way to go. But, I mean, Hoos did it too, though. Hoos did three wide receivers. Him and the fellows are the only ones.
Man, I don't know if I like taking Mixon in the fourth round. I've been taking Mixon in the fifth round in my other mocks. And in this one, his ADP is in the fourth round.
You know who's always a solid PPR wide receiver is Julian Edelman.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He's a good choice. He doesn't get drafted where he should, I think. I agree with that.
So, I mean, we have Edelman that's still on the board. Someone that I'm thinking is going to have a bounce back year is Alshon Jeffrey.
I disagree.
He's on Philly now. He's on a different team.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean his injuries are on another team.
I mean, I agree. But most of these guys are dealing with those. But
not like him. Not like him. He's goes out. Like I think I read somewhere something like he's only played so many games in the last like 4 years, and it was this ridiculous number. He's just injured a lot. He's injured a lot.
But like Keenan Allen, I'm really high on, and he's only played like a total of 7 games. So you hear that stat, and some of this is you got to go with your gut. You know, what does it tell you? What do you see? What kind of injuries do you see? Are these things that are just physical play, like unfortunate, or are these things where Sammy Watkins catches a ball in the end zone without being touched and breaks his foot? Like,
it's been consistent year after year. It's been freak injuries, and so I want to stay away from. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from him. He's not going to be on my team, but I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not against people drafting him. I completely get it. I'm just not going to do it.
Brady just went in the fourth round. What do you guys think about that?
I think Aaron Rodgers is already off the board too. So is this a 4 or a 6 point per passing touchdown?
Oh, they don't give you points in mocks, but I mean it's going to be.
Well, what is ours going to be?
Six points. I'm pretty sure it's going to be 6 points.
Okay, so I mean I'm not.
Oh, upset. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm not upset with that. There, that's not. That's not bad. Then obviously we saw Alshon Jeffrey went off right before us. I think Mike Gillisley is pretty good. He averaged 5.7 yards per carry on 101 totes last year behind McCoy with 8 touchdowns. And they had no receiving game to speak of, so they knew they were running the ball. I think if they use Gillisley right, that he could have a huge season. But I really like Dalvin Cook as well. If we're wanting to go running back. Now, if we're wanting to go wide receiver, Alshon was just taken right before us. So people that are left are going to be like a Landry, a Brandon Marshall, or Martavius Bryant. It just came out that he is cleared to play in all his endeavors. And I think he is going to be huge. But we have Le'Veon Bell. So the only reason I wouldn't want to take him there is do we want to run 2-pit?
That's us.
Yep.
Yeah, it's around the clock. You have 5 seconds. You took all 2 minutes.
Cook.
Take Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook. I'm sorry. We were talking too much. it started bringing the clock on me.
Yeah, our YouTube. You know, I'm having to go off of our YouTube, and the clock is behind on our YouTube. So
right, I'm listening to you going, this is great analysis. Keep going.
Now grab Martavius on the backside.
That's yeah. I think that would be great.
So the great thing about Sleeperbot's new mock is that it syncs with RotoWire. So you're not synced with ESPN. You're not synced with Yahoo. You're synced with, like, the number one fantasy information site, RotoWire, right? Click on Martavius Bryant. It gives you the RotoWire information about it. And
so here, Bryant or Edelman, those would probably be my two.
With this, what it's saying about Martavius, okay, I got a minute. So what it's saying about him, Steelers GM Kevin Colbert relayed Wednesday that Bryant's suspension has been informed by the NFL that he is now permitted to participate in all preseason activities, including practices and games. So you are absolutely right. That's who we're taking. We're going to take Martavius Bryant.
I like that. Okay, so Danny Woodhead was pulled immediately after us.
That's a good. I like that pick too. I think he's going to do well.
I think he will. Also, the next pick after that was Carlos Hyde. I do not want Carlos Hyde personally before the seventh round in a 12 team. I don't like him that much. I think that it's an okay risk reward in the seventh, but there's no guarantee to me that he is going to be the starting running back, or that that San Francisco team is not going to be a big pile of, you know.
I think all right. And after that, I got Delanie Walker and I think that's too early in the fifth. It was kind of one of those like panic buttons, but it's PPR, right? And I think he led the tight ends in targets and receptions.
It is, you know. I think it's okay considering what's on the board. I'm not a. You know, I think, you know, Jordan Reed was pulled by Hoos. I think that was what Hoos is going to be in trouble here because
he has two injury prone players there.
Well, I mean, and, yeah, you know, Jordy Nelson, he's been hurt too. But Sammy Watkins and Jordan Reed, man, those guys are such high upside. But
he is a high risk, high reward.
He took Kareem Hunt in the fifth.
And remember, he's doing his own ranking, so he's going. This isn't just Hoos intuition. He's actually going off a sheet. These are his rankings. He knew what he was doing tonight.
But you can get Kareem Hunt. He could have easily gotten Kareem Hunt in this. Pick 65, right? You know, other players that are still on the board for running backs are players like Spencer Ware, which obviously he believes Kareem Hunt is going to be that guy. Mike Gillisley, Peterson, and Ingram, C.J. Anderson, LeGarrette Blount, Abdullah, Doug Martin. I think I like Gillisley. I think C.J. I don't know what to think about C.J. Anderson, really.
But he's going to be a starting running back. No matter what, he's going to be the starting running back. Who's going to take his job? I mean, Charles, that's not going to happen. Booker, that's not going to happen. So he's going to do just fine. He's going to make yards. He's going to score touchdowns. It's not a bad pick. He's an RB1. He goes way late. So I don't think he's a bad pick.
Yeah, that's okay. So we saw Mike Gillisley go with Kareem Hunt, Drew Brees, Mike Gillisley, Mark Ingram. I'm not against the Mark Ingram pick there. One, if not both of them, are going to be viable options for that team. I think that there's going to be a lot of points to go around for the Saints. My personal... when people ask me if I'm taking Ingram or if I'm taking Peterson, I say whichever one I can get later in the draft because I think it's a crapshoot. I have reasons that I could argue for both of them. Ingram put up the numbers last year, and we know that Peterson has the capability of being the number one running back in the NFL. I like the fellas
team, man. I like what they're doing there. I think that's a good for drafting four wide receivers to get Ingram and CJ Anderson as your running backs. I think that's strong.
They're gonna have to build up on their running backs
because Peterson could take that job there, and CJ, you know, he was injured all last season, and there are people behind him. I mean, Jamal Charles still thinks that he. I was listening to a beat reporter talking about Jamal, you know, a KC beat reporter talking about Jamal Charles, and he still believes that he is an elite running back in the NFL and that he will be the number one running back on a team again in his career. So Jamal Charles, I think we all believe talent-wise, is head over heels better than C.J. Anderson. We just don't know if he can stay healthy.
First thing I was going to say to just piggyback off your Ingram and Peterson, I'm thinking about picking up Peterson, and then that would force – that might force a trade later on in the season, for example. Maybe they might want Peterson because he's now starting, or maybe Ingram gets hurt, you know, for example. That might start
but
a trade.
See, that's so much value for you, though. If Ingram gets hurt, you have Peterson 100%. On the Saints, like.
100%. I think if you have Ingram, you should try to handcuff that.
I agree with
Peterson.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Peterson's a good pickup way late, and he was a first round first pick for years.
Last 3 years.
Yeah, so picking him up way late, it could work out really well for you.
So fifth and sixth round, I'm looking at like those tier one QBs, and I think it ends at Matt Ryan to me. It goes like Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Ryan. All right, so look, I'm either going to go with Matt Ryan, maybe possibly if he's still there, and he is, or I could have gone. I really like Kelvin Benjamin, and
I don't know what other guys are really coming off. Kelvin Benjamin will likely be one of them. Brandon Marshall will likely be one of them. You know, Emmanuel Sanders will probably come off.
Matt Ryan in the six, I think, is a good great value.
But when you're in a one QB league, it almost isn't worth it. The QB position just doesn't feel as important as when you're in a two QB league. Then I feel like the rankings are a little more justified.
Look at that! Right after me was Adrian Peterson. I was just talking about him.
Yeah, they're listening to us, man. They're on to us.
Okay, so we need to be thinking about what we want. At this point, with the QBs that are gone, we're not looking QB for several rounds. Three running backs. We have two wide receivers.
We need one most more of the flex. That's my opinion.
The tight ends that are left right now, I think we need to wait.
All right, so the tight ends that we have left are Eifert, Bennett, Rudolph, Henry, Ertz, and Eric Ebron.
I'm going to have to throw a different name out here.
Let's go.
Cheeseburger Eddie. What do y'all think about Eddie Lacy?
You had me at cheeseburger.
All right, we got 40 seconds, guys. Who are we picking up? We got Brandon Marshall, Kelvin Benjamin, LeGarrette Blount, Paul Perkins, Spencer Ware, Eddie Lacy. What do we got?
I think we should go with a wide receiver here. I like Brandon Marshall personally. Benjamin would be my next choice.
Benjamin would be my first choice. What about you, Mike?
I like Benjamin as my first choice, too.
First choice? I'm sorry, you're going to pick Kelvin Benjamin right now?
Kelvin Benjamin or Brandon Marshall?
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you because I'm playing. I'm also playing. I was thinking about taking Benjamin, so right. That would have been my guy.
He would have never made it back to you, man. He'd never. So, man, sleeper wire, dude, we got a lot of going on, don't we? This offseason's been crazy, right? We're now on Dash Radio. We are 7 days a week. We're going to be putting out shows. We've got the 12 multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. We've got the mailbag every Wednesday. We got the blitz on Sunday. We got the rankings. We've got the questions and answers. We got the website up. We got the social media going with it. But you know what? It is our pick. So
okay. So I saw Spencer Ware went off, and then who else? Guys, I think we're sitting at maybe a Brandon Marshall here.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I would say.
I'm thinking your Eddie Lacy pick isn't that bad.
Eddie Lacy, that would be my running back, and Brandon Marshall would be my wide receiver.
Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3 running backs and 3 right high.
I think we take Eddie Lacy here because getting later, I feel like there's going to be more depth at wide receiver.
Think this is more of like I got a feeling. Over this player, right? You are not sold on this guy.
Which one?
Eddie Lacy.
I mean, I'm not sold, but there's going to be a guy there, and he's made weight.
We're going to draft him. I just want to know. I just want to know why you like him over a Henry, over a Gore.
Well, because it's PPR. If it wasn't PPR, I'd probably take Gore. But with PPR, I'm going to take Eddie Lacy. Even though ProSize is going to get a lot of that work there.
Since we have Eddie Lacy and Kelvin Benjamin,
Just Weight Watchers.
There you go. Yeah, I think I'm going to go LeGarrette Blount here. LeGarrette Blount or Frank Gore? I think LeGarrette Blount, though, to be honest. Over Marshall, over Brandon Marshall.
See, I'm not a Blount believer. I'm not sure that he's going to be the running back to own.
Really?
On that in team that, halfway that through team? The season. Yep.
Oh.
So I was listening earlier, and someone was talking about there's a running back, like a Donnell Pumphrey or something, that set all kinds of league records back in at his or all kinds of school records back, and he's a rookie right now that got drafted late by them, that I haven't done a whole lot of research on, but a few people believe pretty strongly that he is a guy to watch.
Who is?
His name is like Donnell Pumphrey.
Oh, on the roster, on the Eagles roster.
Yeah, you get him real late. You get him with like your last pick.
I watched that guy in college. He was with San Diego State, so they play Wyoming every year.
What'd you think about him?
Pummel Wyoming for four solid years. He is good. He's fast. His combine was ridiculous. He did, to me, he did better than any of the big names, the Fournettes, the Mixons, and all them. I thought he stood out. And then also Wyoming is running back. And, I mean, I might just be biased because when you start talking about Homer, I get really Homer around Wyoming Cowboys. And Brian Hill for the Atlanta Falcons is another one that I really like this year.
Okay. That's good to know.
Atlanta, darling.
That's a tall order, though, being behind Freeman and Tevin Coleman. Now, LeGarrette Blount's a different world.
Yeah, no, he actually has an opportunity there, whereas I don't believe Brian Hill really does. I mean, there has – well, I don't know. Devontae Freeman just got paid, so he might just take it easy for the next 4 years. But
shoot, I don't think so. I think there's pride in it. You know, they're still so young that he's not going to lose that starting spot.
Yeah, I think he's 25, 26.
Tevin Coleman. Yeah, they're 25 and 24.
Right.
Those guys were both so great to own last year too, man. They were just solid, just both of them.
Okay, so we saw Russell Wilson come off the board. Duke Johnson early. Come off the board.
Early. Duke Johnson. Man, that is a train that I do not know if someone should be on this season at all.
No, I'm good.
They're talking about swinging him out, you know, out as a wide receiver, which we'll see if that actually means that he would get more targets or not.
Nick was just talking about him today. I mean, he was saying in PPR, Duke Johnson is always a threat. He's always somebody who gets drafted because of his catches. But, man, he has not ever proved that he can be the guy there that they can count on. I mean, it seems like he rides this wave of preseason, and then he just falls as soon as the season starts.
I don't think he'll be pretty much better than a flex play, and that's, you know, if that, you know. So, to be honest, I'd have to wait, you know. He started the season on my bench.
Hateful Eight guy said, all about the Duke Johnson train this year.
He had to. He had to address that. Otherwise, everyone's questioning that pick. Everyone's questioning it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of podcasts right now going, Duke Johnson, let's stop and talk about him.
Yeah, I bet you everyone's talking about him. I bet you
everyone's talking about him. That's why we're waiting right now for this next guy, because he's on his show going, he Duke forgot. Johnson.
He's been spending 5 minutes talking about Duke Johnson.
All right, Brandon Marshall.
Ah,
his pick to somebody else. That's another thing. When Nam was talking about what the leagues are going to do in Sleeperbot this year, man, Sleeperbot just going to have some cool this year. They're going to have leagues where when you score, they're going to take a dump truck and like dump garbage on your opponent's team. Like,
that's pretty cool. Like, that's cool. Yeah, animated.
Yeah, so it's all animated with trash talk and whatnot, and the trash talk is inside the chat. So like the when chat. You score, you'll be chatting, and there'll be going on while you're That's chatting.
I like that.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna do our league in there, our league of record with all 12 guys.
They should have some like something funny too. Like if your team is already losing by like 60 points, and let's say your team's losing by 60 points, but you score, you say, hey, well, I ain't going down. I'm not, you know, I'm not going down dying. Something like that.
Right. Some kind of like Rocky.
Not going down easy. Something.
So my wife just told me it's National S'mores Day, guys. So just letting you know, if you haven't had your s'more for the day.
Why is Paul Perkins there? Holy man. Crap. I just noticed that. Yeah, all right, so you like what the fellas did, you know, at least in the first four picks. They stacked on wide receivers. Then they went Mark Ingram, CJ Anderson, Paul Perkins.
And the options, because they could get to one of these later picks, they could and the have best gotten player the best player on the board could have by far been a wide receiver, and they're forced to take a running back.
That's
just
right.
Because they have to. So yeah. With their first four picks, I don't think that what they did was take the best player on the board and it just happened to be wide receivers. I think that they reached on Dez Bryant. DeMarco Murray would have been a much better pick there, would have made them a much more competitive team, I think. Not that they won't be competitive with this squad, but I don't see this as a championship team off
they could
the
have
bat.
Went. They took, honestly, I would have taken Frank Gore.
But see, I'm interested in hearing, because they're a strong, good podcast with strong, good analysts. So they aren't going through this without their rankings that they have analyzed and come up with. So this is what rankings say, and it's so much different. I mean, look at their blue compared to everybody else's rainbow that's going on here. They are all wide receiver for the first four rounds, and that's just interesting that your rankings would go that way.
All right, so it's my pick now in the – what is it, the eighth or ninth round? In the ninth round?
Yep. And, looks like eighth round.
Eighth round here. Okay, yep. Eighth round. All right, and we're pretty much – you know, these are just all – I don't know. I'm kind of looking at Eric Decker right now.
Decker gets overlooked often, and everyone always kind of discounts him, and then he comes back. I think that what the knock on Tennessee is that they have a strong run game. They actually have a lot of receiving options right now, and they're not a team that throws the ball a lot. They prefer to run it, so it's just target. And Mariota is very efficient, which doesn't generally equate to fantasy football production. Relative. So he could have a good season. He'll probably have an efficient season, but he's going to be, you know, kind of a bottom tier wide receiver too. High-end wide receiver three.
I doubt he's going to be able to sustain the amount of touchdowns that he did. Didn't he have a touchdown every game last season? So that can't be possible. So that's going to reduce his fantasy score by quite a bit. But his wife is so good-looking.
It makes up for everything.
So I'm just saying.
What do you guys think about Jeremy Hill this year?
I mean, I think that Jeremy Hill's in a good position. I think that Joe Mixon is by far the better player, but I think Hill will get his touch.
Well, I already have Joe Mixon, so I think.
Okay, so Julian went with Eric Decker. We have two picks until it gets to us.
We gotta go tight end or quarterback at this point because we need to fill those positions, right?
Maybe. I think that at this point that a lot of other people have their tight ends because they've already taken them early, so there's not a reason. I think it's going to be better to get the best player on the board at this point. So let's take Carr here because it's going to flip back around, and this guy has three running backs, three wide receivers, and a tight end. His next pick is going to be a QB, one of his next two. So the one that we want will likely not get back to us. I think Carr is our pick here. I don't know what else to say about that. Seven running backs in your first nine picks. That's a new strategy.
Seven running backs.
Running backs.
Yeah, look at this BFTGO.
Yeah, that's breaking from the grind. Have you ever listened to their show?
I haven't, no.
So I'm not surprised. I don't think they come up with their own rankings. I think that they spend a lot of time having fun.
So it says in the info about Thomas Rawls he's appearing to be the clear number one back at Wednesday's practice. Oh, yeah. But it says Eddie Lacy strictly working with the backups. I think because of his ankle. Why is this mock is unnecessarily long?
I made him 2 minutes because I want people to be talking about the first picks.
No, I'm talking about we're it looks like we're in the 10th round now. There's 10 more to go, it looks like.
I know. It's crazy. I don't know who decided on doing that. That's
you
so
did.
Stupid.
You did. Take ownership of it. You made this draft. Damn you.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, shit, I did.
The hour already went by real quick, though.
Oh, all right, so we talked about it being long, but it's good, though, because look at all these teams that are in. Okay, so every one of these guys, right, you've got Breaking from the Grind, 515 Fantasy, you've got the Hateful Eight, you've got the Dynasty guys, you've got Kyle from the Fantasy Fellows and the Clock Dodgers podcast, right? They're all fantasy football podcasts in their own right. So each one of them gives advice to people about how to draft. So we're kind of getting a full rundown of all of their advice at once.
Yeah, this is going to be – it's pretty great feedback for any of the listeners. time's up on one of the guys. It looks like Matt Spencer.
Yeah, so they've got – the Hateful Eight has this – like analyzer tool, the software that they have as part of their show. It's really good. Like they came in this off season from just nowhere, right? I think they just started, or they were like not really promoting, and they just came in and just kept on with their, we're good, you should pay attention to us. And they eventually got everybody's attention, and now they're one of the top shows on Sleeper Bot. People listen to. They got a pretty steady following.
Do they write their own software, or are they using somebody else's software?
I think they write their own.
Because I used the Draft Analyzer software a couple years ago from Advanced Sports Logic, and it was a program called The Machine, and it would plug in to your draft,
Julian.
And it would track your draft. And it would give you advice on where you were weak, what you needed to do, and then every week it would give you little tips and waiver tricks and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
So, Julian, who did you pick? It's lagging behind here.
It was going to be between Jonathan Stewart and Marvin Jones.
Okay. I like both of those.
And especially this late. I mean, Jonathan, they're both good value at this point, but I think Jonathan Stewart might have been a better pick, but I went with Marvin Jones. I think Stewart would have been a bit of a better pick, but I don't know. Look, we could be underestimating Marvin Jones. It's still Matthew Stafford. He did work with Randy Johnson this offseason. I don't know how much that means.
So right now, tight ends available are O.J. Howard and like an Eric Ebron. We could grab a wide receiver here if we wanted to, or we could go with Matt Forte and see what happens.
Okay, we're up again. What do you think, Lucas? And I hate to interrupt you, but
yeah, you did.
I'm a jerk, and I'm sorry.
It's really rough.
What do you think? Is it time for OJ Howard?
You know, we're looking at players like an O.J. Howard. I like O.J. Howard. I do. Jeremy Hill is still on the board. I think he is probably a decent value at this point in the draft.
So Hill over Howard.
Anybody else? Thoughts?
Hill over Jeremy Hill? Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Over O.J. Howard?
Yeah. I'd like him over Howard.
Go Hill.
Yeah. Sam, I would do that.
Oh, I got a wow. I got a wow for picking Jeremy Hill.
You did?
Sleeperbot didn't like it. They said, you're picking him too early. They're talking shit. Sleeperbot talks shit while you draft.
The other players that are left are like a Marlon Mack, Joe Williams, Darren McFadden. I mean, Gio Bernard, which we don't really know what's going to happen there. There's not much left to pick from for running back. Let's see who goes off next.
Yeah, I'm up now. And there is not much. I mean, I could go wide receiver. I could go Zay Jones. I could go Robert Woods. Ted Ginn. He could be a really good receiver. He could be a good receiver in New Orleans. Yeah, there's not many good backs right now, to be honest. I don't know if I'd choose any. I mean, Charles there, Murray's there, but, you know, I'm not really looking at those guys.
Gio Bernard, maybe, whenever he gets back as a PPR back.
All right, so I might go, oh, crap, Zay Jones.
You might go auto-picked.
I know. They said, wow.
They said, wow.
See, so the next running back off the board was Alvin Kamara. Like, that's a New Orleans third string? Like, this guy's not going to get any touches. Come on.
Yeah.
But his name sounds like something from Harry Potter, doesn't it? Alvin Kamara!
Maybe. Sounds like a spell. Yeah, Adam, this is insane. There's still like six more rounds to go.
I know. I know. I realize I'm crazy. But I mean, my wife loves me.
That's all that matters. You better thank God.
She made me a s'more.
You better thank God. Someone that still does.
So few and far between, man. So few and far between.
Oh, wait, it's my turn. Holy Jesus. Crap.
Come You're getting on. Ronnie Hillman, man. You better hurry up.
Man. Come on, man. You just distracted me. Big time. Wow. Holy crap. I was not paying attention.
Oh, that's good.
Just pick up Jamal Charles, dude. It's a good pickup.
Jamal Charles, fine, but damn. I got the wow again.
If it were me, I would go Marquise Lee or Robbie Anderson.
Which time do we got? So which one do you like? Robbie Anderson's questionable, and Lee is not.
Go Marquise Lee.
Yeah. Now let's find out why. Robert Woods. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I was going to pick him, honestly. Did he just go?
Yeah, Robert Woods just went. You're up now. I don't want you to...
Yeah, shut up.
You shut your face. I got to think.
Man, it is slim pickings right now.
You can go Tyler Lockett.
Yeah. I might go Anquan Boldin. Or Nelson Agholor.
Is Jordan Matthews still on the board? You like Agholor better than Matthews? Or...
So what do you think? You think a backup? You don't think a backup tight end is needed? Because they'll be playing on the waiver.
We could go for another tight end. You know, if it were me, I'd be looking at probably... You know, there's three guys I would look at. I would look at Austin Seferian Jenkins. With Quincy Enunwa going down, I think you'll see an uptick for him for the Jets. I don't expect him to be good, but he still could get his. I think that with Jay Cutler, Julius Thomas becomes a pretty substantial target for the Dolphins. And then, you know, Eric Ebron always has potential, but I think I would rather go Julius Thomas for upside.
You like Julius Thomas over Kobe Fleener?
I do, yep. With Cutler, yep. Think of how he used to use Martellus Bennett with the Bears. He loves the tight end position.
Hey, no whispering. You whisper, you tell everyone else.
I said I'm going to take a couple drags of a cigarette and you should blow a bowl.
Pass it over. Pass it over.
Is there not even a there's not even a timer anymore. The timer just gave up.
Timer's gone.
On my computer, the timer's gone. It's just like these guys.
Maybe it also took my advice right there.
How do you guys feel about Carson Wentz this year? Maybe I might take him as a second QB.
I mean, who's still on the board?
Seth Roberts.
As far as quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I would rather... Who all's on the board right now?
Cutler, Bradford. It's not nice. I mean, the top...
Hackenberger.
It's Wentz, Palmer... is who I would probably go with if I had to. Everyone else is pretty mediocre, you know?
I don't think I'm taking... I don't, I'm just not going to roster a second.
There's way too many rounds in this mock draft. All right.
Yeah, but I'm getting everybody's sleepers. We're getting them all.
Yeah, this is the last round. We're in the last round, so I guess Pumphrey might make sense. Who was the other? Vereen. And who else?
Alfred Morris.
Yeah.
So you don't you don't draft Charles Cap Sims, at all.
Charles Sims, you know, with Doug Martin being suspended, he could get some passing work. Darren Sproles is still Darren Sproles. I mean, Rex Burkhead, I don't know if he's been taken yet. Giovanni Bernard. I think Giovanni Bernard has finished an RB2 like the last three seasons. So,
yeah, Gio's gone, I think.
Gio went on the 13th round. What do you think about Cooper Kupp?
I don't know anything about him.
He's
bad to say, but I don't know much about
him. He's the backup. He's kind of the backup for Austin Woods, but Austin, Tavon Austin, having hamstring issues allows him to be listed as the starter. So he's going to be kind of like the third wide receiver there.
Well, he's not going to be on your team because Prophet Hoos just picked him up.
Yep.
Asshole. Well, that would have been who I would have picked up. Him or Fancy Hat Man.
Well, is Brandon? Yeah, he's the number two guy.
I like the Josh Gordon pick at the end.
It's worth.
Sure. I mean, 18 picks. Sure. Why not? Why not?
If he plays, I mean, you know, you're going to end up dropping that player most of the time anyway. So.
Yeah, no doubt. This is somebody that you're just sending to the waiver wire.
All right. We made it.
We made it. This is it.
Last round. Holy crap. This is exhausting.
Yeah, Steve, it is.
You're right. This is why Julian only does one show a month.
Yeah, I need a break.
I do want to take a look at the teams though. So,
fellas.
Joe Fourth Long, I'm going to say no. I think Sleeper Wire has a pretty solid squad.
My computer's like.
Yeah, I like your starting squad. I like Calvin Benjamin, really, out of your receivers. As far as expectations go, I really like Calvin Benjamin.
BFT Geo, I think that seven running backs in your first nine picks is going to leave you really weak elsewhere.
If Joe Mixon really shows up, then I do like my starting lineup.
On Joe Fourth and Long, you've got David Johnson, Christian McCaffrey as their two starting running backs, but you got DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, and Crowder as their three starting wide receivers. What do we think of that?
I think it's, you know, he has David Johnson, so it's decent. I think DeAndre Hopkins will be okay. Keenan Allen I like a lot. Christian McCaffrey I think was a little early. And, you know, I think he's okay. I think his team is okay. Don't love it. Don't hate it.
Where do you think we're the weakest? Where do you think Sleeper Wire is the weakest? Le'Veon Bell, Isaiah Crowell, Demaryius Thomas, Dalvin Cook, Martavius Bryant, Kelvin Benjamin.
And then Marquise Lee, I think he finished higher than Hearns and Allen Robinson last season. So,
all right, so then we got breaking from the grind. You've got a crazy amount of running backs, but his two wide receivers that he's got, Doug Baldwin, Jeffrey.
Let's examine like the everyone's first like five, six picks. Five.
Yeah,
picks.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Everyone's first five picks, I think, is fair. Or six.
So you got Ezekiel Elliott, Lamar Miller, Danny Woodhead as his running backs, but then you got Doug Baldwin and Ashton Jeffrey as his wide receivers. That's his first five. You think that's going to be pretty standard, right? That's not a bad team.
No, but yeah. I think that I don't like Lamar Miller. Elliott's going to now be suspended. Doug Baldwin, you know, they're not a really a throw-heavy team. And Alshon, we don't know what's going to happen. So a lot of risk. I do like Danny Woodhead. I think that he pulled him early. He's all right.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm looking at everyone's team right now. I think what the one team that catches my eyes with their first four picks right now is J E Stone, T-H-8, Thafe? I don't know how you say it, but he has Devontae Freeman and went back to another running back, DeMarco Murray. Right there, great two picks.
I like that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but then he's got Tyreek Hill as his wide receiver, too.
Totally fine. No, but that's totally fine. He already has Devontae and DeMarco. Then he got Terrell Pryor, who's probably going to be a number one and maybe have 9 or 10 touchdowns. We don't know.
Yeah, and Pierre Garçon's going to do well, too.
And then you got Tyreek Hill, who's a special player, and you don't. That's your fourth pick. You don't need to him. You don't need him to be amazing.
Hmm.
You know, he has a high floor. Tyreek Hill has a high floor.
Does, as long as he gets the touches. And yeah. With Terrell Pryor, you know, there's a lot of question marks there as well. So I'm going to say his wide receivers have a lot of question marks, a lot of potential upside, but there are question marks around a couple of those players for me. You know, Mike Gillisley, I think talent-wise, I think he's actually pretty talented, but it's another question mark. How is New England going to use the running back position?
Right. That's always a question mark.
You know, with the fellas, like we said, they went the four wide receivers.
I like their team. I like Mike Evans.
See, Dez Bryant, I think they pulled too early. I do like Dez, but Dak hasn't shown that him and Dez, you know, that they're going to get wide receiver one production out of Dez for that. I don't think that they will.
Right.
I'm a Dallas fan, so I'm just saying I'm not drafting Dez at the 14th overall pick. That's just not happening. Davante Adams, again, he had a strong season. I don't think he's that talented. Michael Crabtree, I like a lot, but they took a fourth wide receiver before they had a running back. So,
yeah, I don't like.
That's not a team for me.
Here's a team that I'm interested in here. It's 515 Fantasy. So you've got their wide receiver one with Antonio Brown, but then you got Gronk, Lynch, and Brady as their next three picks. So totally anti the standard that we've been talking about, running back or wide receiver. They went tight end, a chance running back in Marshawn Lynch, right? Somebody who hasn't played for a year, and then a quarterback. Is that a good strategy to go?
Say that again.
Taking Gronk there is too early, especially when they didn't have a running back yet. To me, I just don't like taking a tight end in the second round.
Look, there's question marks. There's question marks from his second round and on, except for Tom Brady. You got Marshawn Lynch as your first running back. You don't even know he took a year off. He shouldn't even be the first running back on your team. Then you have Carlos Hyde, who might not even last as a starter. I don't know. Yeah. Mike Hurt. Then you have Adrian Peterson, who you don't even know if he's going to last as well or even be the starter. You don't know how they're going to split the carries. I don't really like that team at all.
Sleeperwire has the greatest team known to man ever in the history of fantasy football mock drafts.
You guys are looking good.
I think we have a good team. I think it's solid. It would definitely be a competitor. I would have liked to have gotten Tyler Eifert on the swing around.
That's right. Who did you end up getting?
We ended up getting O.J. Howard and Julius Thomas. So
okay, that's where you're weak. That's where you guys are probably weak, in the tight end section. But that's it.
We'll see. I mean, Tampa Bay, Cameron Brate was a producer last season for Jameis Winston, and I didn't think that Brate was that good. O.J. Howard is a stud.
There's a lot of promise with O.J. Howard. This could definitely work out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, as of right now, as of today, it looks like the tight end spot might be weak. But it can definitely, you know.
Yeah, it looks a little that way. But I'm also, I think Julius Thomas was huge with Peyton Manning towards the end there. And Jay Cutler being the quarterback for Miami, he had a good connection with Martellus Bennett. And I think Thomas is as good as Bennett. So why, you know. And I think Miami is a better team than what the Bears are. I think that Devontae Parker, Landry, I think Jay Ajayi's decent.
One other team I do want to talk about before we get to my team. I think the Clock Dodgers did all right. They had Melvin Gordon, then Michael Thomas, then they went Aaron Rodgers, which is, you know, typical third round for the QB. Then they went Greg Olsen, which is another very good tight end. I don't know if it's too early for a tight end at that time, but that's Greg Olsen usually goes about the fourth round. Then they went safe with Julian Edelman, and that's all you can say about that.
I like their two wide receivers. I'm not a huge fan of. I think they're weak at running back. We'll see what happens with Abdullah. Frank Gore I like, but it's a PPR, so he gets outweighed by the scoring format. And like I said, you know, Melvin Gordon, not a huge fan. I am a fan of Adam Thielen. I actually do like Randall Cobb. I'm still not bought into Devontae Adams yet, and I really like Julian Edelman.
He did go on to get Frank Gore, which is also safe, but it's all right. We don't have to analyze that far down his team.
I mean, there's great sleepers in here that we could talk about, but we'd be on for the next hour, so I'm sure everybody doesn't want to do that.
I also have 5% left on my computer.
So this might be the time, boys.
Yeah, we got to go.
All right, real quickly, my team.
Yes.
Please, I already analyzed it myself, but I want to hear what you guys say about it. You too, darling.
I don't really like Ajay.
Me either.
I can't back that one up.
Me either. I'm be honest, I don't.
I'm okay with Ajay.
I think I do agree with you when you said, yeah, he has the uptick as a Cutler. I do agree with that, but
he put up some huge games.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's enough. It was just
wasn't the games like 2 or 3 200-yard games that gave him all those yards, not like a steady production? I am also not on the Ajayi train.
Yeah. There was like maybe 3 or 4 games, 3 games that where he just did really well, and it helped him in his overall points. But
I mean, you could have picked Crowell.
I could have picked Crowell, and I would have. I probably would have, but I think when it came down to Ajay or Crowell, I think that's what led me to chose Ajay. But again, I could have chose Crowell.
So Julio and Brandon Cooks, I think that's a pretty strong wide receiving core. We talked about Joe Mixon earlier. I love Joe Mixon. The only thing that worries me there is I don't know what his usage is going to be early on. So he may not want to play him for the first couple of weeks.
Right. You wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't think so either. And that's why I'm glad I at least got LeGarrette Blount in the sixth round. So at least there's a starting running back there. Then I went Delaney in the fifth.
I do like Matt Ryan, though. I mean, he scored basically the same amount of points as Aaron Rodgers did last season. And although I think there will be some regression, I still think that he will finish a top 6 fantasy option for QB.
It's a good team, man. It's a solid team. The only standout player that I see is Julio Jones, but I mean, you're going to consistently get good production from almost everybody you drafted.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Mixon has the talent that he could finish top 6. He is that talented if they give him the rock.
Like I'm happy. I mean, you get him in the fourth, you're already happy he can reach top 10. Like if he reaches top 10 for you, that's it. Like he did it for you in the fourth. You're picking him in the fourth, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're set. I mean, nobody knows who the breakout star is going to be, but I agree with you. He's not bad. But we got to go.
Yeah,
we got.
I'm out.
It's midnight. So before we go though, let's tell the listeners a little bit about where they can find us, where we're at, who we are, and what we do this for. So, Dirty Jobs, man, you've been quiet there in the background smoking your cigarette. Can you let the fans know where they can find us?
You can find us at sleeperwire.com, at sleeperwire on Twitter. Sleeper Wire on Sleeper Bot. There's a lot of sleepers in there, and I'm sleepy, so.
You can find me at Julian SW at Sleeper Bot. On Twitter, I go by Jay Vincent on there. I don't know where you can find Lucas. Where can they find you?
I'm hidden, but you can find me on Sleeper Bot. Sleeperwire LBB is my handle. I'm on there pretty regularly in our Sleeperwire channel, getting into some good discussion with people. So hit me up on Sleeperbot. I'm responsive. I have my notifications turned on. So let's go.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And hey, guys, don't forget to join Nick and Chris on Dash every Friday from 4 to 6. Join the millions of listeners there and let's win some fantasy games. Now, everybody who's listening to this, you know why we do this. We do this for our friend Rob, who's suffering from chronic Lyme disease. We're running the Pro-Am to get you guys motivated to donate to Rob. It's a good cause. We've raised money so far, but it's not enough. We need to turn this corner. We need to help this guy. Let's make this happen, guys. $10 gets you into the Pro-Am, allows you to play against all these guys we drafted against, plus Matt Harmon, Marcus Grant, a bunch of other people. So we got a bunch of things lined up for the Pro-Am. Contest prizes, $10 to Rob's GoFundMe gets you in. Check out sleeperwire.com/program for all the details on that. With that being said, I think this is the end of my giant mock. I am now limp and ready to go to bed. So, Adam, Lucas, Julian, and Dirty Jobs Mike signing off. Good night, everybody.
Over and out.
Later. Later.